Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on AIRS LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Today's articles are from the June 2025 edition. Mary Jo's Sun Cooked Peach Preserves. Active 55 minutes. Total 1 hour 25 minutes plus at least 12 hours sun cooking and overnight chilling makes 4 to 6 half pint jars. My Aunt Mary Jo Ellis had an unconventional way of preserving peaches. She let the sun do most of the work. The juices evaporate, leaving soft slices of glistening fruit behind to spread onto warm biscuits or toast. 6 cups peeled, sliced peaches, from 10 to 12 peaches. 4 cups granulated sugar. 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice from 2 lemons. Step 1. Place the peach slices, sugar, and lemon juice in a large 5-quart stainless steel or enameled saucepan. Stir to combine. Let stand until the sugar is dissolved about 30 minutes. Step 2. Bring the peach mixture to a boil over medium-high, stirring occasionally. Then reduce the heat to medium-low and simmer, stirring occasionally 8 minutes. Remove from the heat. Step 3. Transfer the peaches and their juices to a clean 2-quart glass dish or bowl with a transparent lid to allow the sunlight in. Place on a table outdoors for at least 6 hours of full sun, stirring once or twice. Step 4. At the end of the day, bring the peaches inside, cover, and refrigerate. Depending on the amount of liquid in the peaches and the intensity of the sun, the preserves should come together in 2 to 3 days, with 6 hours of full sunlight each day. The peach slices will look translucent, and the juices should thicken, though they will not thicken as much as store-bought peach preserves. For thicker results, simmer the peaches in a saucepan on the stove until the desired consistency is reached. Step 5. Pack the preserves into 4 to 6 sterilized half-pint jars, leaving 1/4-inch headspace at the top. Secure with sterilized lids and jar rims. Store in the refrigerator. Preserves will keep in the fridge for 2 to 3 weeks. A stovetop only variation. Make the preserves through step 1. In step 2, heat saucepan over medium high. Bring the mixture to a boil, stirring occasionally. Reduce the heat to medium low and cook, stirring occasionally and skimming the foam off the top until the peaches are translucent and a candy thermometer registers 220 degrees Fahrenheit, 20 to 30 minutes. To check the consistency, place some of the peach mixture on a heat-proof plate. Freeze for 10 minutes. Remove the plate and run a spoon through the mixture. It should be thick enough to hold a trail that flows back together very slowly. Remove from the heat. Omit steps 3 and 4 and proceed with step 5 as directed. We have come to the end of our program. I'm Joyce Davis, and I will be back soon.